You might be familiar with the Idaho Food Bank's backpack program, where children who qualify for free and reduced lunch through their schools receive food supplies for the weekend. The Food Bank's food pantry program goes one step farther. It only makes sense that these children who are experiencing food insecurity likely have siblings who are too. So this program provides families with food through a pantry that's set up inside the school, where access is convenient for both students and their families. So what this does is it makes sure that these pantries have the food that families need. But part of the issue is, how do you get enough food to feed these families? This can be the challenging part. And that is where Boise-based Happy Day Brands comes into play. Joining me live in studio to talk about this are founders of Happy Day Brands, Mark and Jeanette Pretty, and Morgan Wilson, Chief Development Officer for the Idaho Food Bank. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
It's good to be here.
First, Morgan, I'd like to start with you. Tell me about the pantries. Like, how many do we have in our area, and about how many families are able to utilize them?
Yeah, absolutely. So here in Idaho, 1 in 6 of our kids have actually experienced food insecurity. So that's a time when they haven't had enough food to live healthy, active lives. And obviously, no one is okay with that. And so the school pantry program came about in about 2010, and we have 35 pantries across the state now. Right here in Treasure Valley, we have a number that range from our high school entities, so Frank Church, all the way down to our elementary schools. And these are just critical access points for not just the kids, but also those families that find themselves in a situation where they can't make ends meet and they're running short on food.
And we do. We're also very aware, I think, of the backpack program that I spoke about, where kids get those backpacks full of food to go home for the weekend. But if a child is experiencing food insecurity, it's such a likely thing that the entire family is dealing with this issue, and that's where the pantry comes in.
Absolutely. So the pantries actually came out of surveys from our coordinators, from our kiddos and our families, from the backpack program. So when we were asking them, you know, is the food useful? Do you have enough? These sorts of questions, 80% came back and said that they were sharing the food, either with other siblings or with a grandparent that was in the home or with their parents. And, you know, these kids were coming back in the surveys and they were saying that this is the way that they help their family. Mm. It makes them feel strong because they're contributing. And so the pantries have been a fantastic tool because not only are we able to provide the needed food for the whole family, so easy consumable things, but that are meal-based, so it can bring families back to the table and it can bring them to schools where they can get other resources. And again, we hear from our surveys, from our school coordinators, that it's creating that sense of community.
And this is where Happy Day Brands comes into play. Speaking of meals, you've made a big donation. Talk to me about the donation specifically.
Yeah, so in terms of the donation, you know, Happy Day Brands is we're a social business, right? So we kind of do the best of business and the best of social impact. And so as we kind of got with Morgan and the Idaho Food Bank, one of the products, we actually create 3 products: coffee that we roast locally, gourmet chocolate, and then superfood oatmeal. And it was out of the superfood oatmeal that this idea kind of came, which we got with the Idaho Food Bank, and we said, what are the needs? Mm-hmm. And of course, the school pantry program for Jeanette and I and our entire team was like, yes, we want to do this. And so what we're doing is, for every purchase of our coffee or our chocolate or our oatmeal, we're going to provide a serving of our oatmeal to the Idaho Food Bank. And so we're making a commitment to provide over 100,000 servings of oatmeal across the state of Idaho.
And people can get these in their local Albertsons. I've seen your oatmeal, and it's great because all you do is take the lid off
and
put some water in it.
Yeah. So we have great partners. So Albertsons is one of our partners. It's in about the 7 stores around the area. And then we have a new partner, Jackson's Food Stores, which we're really excited about because we've actually worked with Jackson's around our job training program. Mm-hmm. So Jackson's, when they heard about the product, the oatmeal, the superfood oatmeal, and the give back, they were excited to bring it to the stores. And we were thinking, you know, this would be great for Idaho, but they actually committed to bring it to over 6 states, so about 145 stores across the Northwest. And so here in Idaho, you can find it at Jackson's, Albertsons, the Co-op, Whole Foods. I want to give shout outs to everybody. So we have Guru Donuts. You can go inside Guru Donuts.
Oh, that's right. Yep, they have them.
And they will have the ready to serve oatmeal right there, and it's all natural. vegan, non-GMO.
Oats come from Idaho.
Oats come from Idaho. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have a double give back. So one is we're providing the meal to the Idaho Food Bank. And then two, by actually purchasing the oatmeal, mm-hmm. we're helping farmers here mm-hmm. in Idaho, which we love.
And Jeanette, I'd like to bring you into the conversation because just from a personal level, you know, what's it like for you to know that your company is doing something to help children, especially as Morgan said, when we talk about 1 in 6 Idaho children has experienced food insecurity, that is an astounding number.
I agree. Excuse me. Well, when we realized that we could be a part of helping children, hungry families, be able to have a nutritious meal, which, by the way, our oatmeal is a superfood oatmeal. So we're really excited about being able to give children a very nutritionally dense mm-hmm. food. Because as we know, a lot of food insecure people don't get really
healthy meals.
Yeah.
And that good morning breakfast. I mean, we hear over and over right. again how important that is for kids, especially.
Yeah.
So to have something like that. And I'm speaking with founders of Happy Day Brands, Happy Day Brands Foods, Mark and Jeanette Pretty, and Morgan Wilson, Chief Development Officer for the Idaho Food Bank, talking about this new collaboration. Morgan, how needed are donations like this and of this level?
This is an amazing donation. We're so thankful to the Pretties, and the entire Happy Day Brands team has just been phenomenal. They bring the passion and enthusiasm to really make a difference, and this is a really needed donation. The Idaho Food Bank is based on philanthropic donations of both food and funds. So 86% of all of our funding comes from philanthropy, and 90% of our food is donated. And so the only reason we're able to meet the 179,000 people every month we can is because of donations just like this. You know, and the thing that we really love about Happy Day Brands is that it's so healthy, as they were talking about, because at the food bank, we have a focus on providing not just food, but nutritious mm-hmm. food, where 80% of our food is considered nutritious. But in places where maybe we would love to have this type of product available, we don't have the funds to purchase that. And so having a Happy Day Brand step up in such a great way to help provide much needed meals, but also healthy meals is just fantastic.
And how long will this donation be going on? I mean, if people purchase, then, you know, you'll be donating. Is this something that will go on indefinitely? What is the plan with this?
Yeah. So as part of a social business, that is our give back. So it's something that we will continue. So it's really embedded in our mission. So the starting point for us is really that why. Like, why do we wake up in the morning? Why do we do what we do? Mm-hmm. And so it's really a part of our DNA. So it will continue, you know, not only throughout the year, but as we grow, we want to do more stuff. So the giving back and the food piece is a big part of us. Like Jeanette mentioned, you know, we have 6 children. And so it's something that we're really wanting to not only expand, but also mm-hmm. continue to see if we can do more.
And what a personal thing when you say you have 6 children, and we go back to that number of 1 in 6.
Yeah, I didn't even think.
Right?
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, you
yeah.
can look at one of your children and know that. I mean, depending on if they were in a different situation,
right?
One of them would be experiencing food insecurity.
Yeah, and it's a thin veil, right? Too.
Right.
You know,
it is.
We can find ourselves in that same place, and I think as we think through. The partnership, we always mention when you're dealing with kind of trying to reduce poverty, to help reduce poverty, to kind of break that cycle of poverty, it's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. Mm-hmm. It takes everybody to come to the table. I love that Morgan said that. For Jeanette and I and our team, the table is really important. One of our kind of taglines is thanks for sharing your breakfast. So when you purchase an oatmeal or coffee, or chocolate.
Well, obviously, chocolate.
You can have chocolate for breakfast.
Chocolate for breakfast.
Crying out loud. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
You can put it in your oatmeal.
You can put it in your oatmeal.
It's kind of delicious.
Actually, that's exactly right. So, so we're really excited about that. Jeanette and I were talking with our team. It's been amazing to watch our retail partners come alongside of this. Mm. The other day, Black Rock Coffee called us and said, and we met, and they said, hey, we want to partner with you guys so you can find the oatmeal as you're driving through a Black Rock coffee bar right there at the front. So it's been amazing to kind of watch the collaboration, because we're big believers that it takes more than one organization mm-hmm. to do anything. And so we're excited about that. And we're grateful to Albertsons, grateful to Jackson's. Matter of fact, we just saw Brody from Jackson's right outside the door. And so this Thursday, we're going to be announcing the big launch. So tomorrow, gosh, it's tomorrow. We'll
it
be
is.
Announcing
yeah.
The launch that Happy Day Brands, the Idaho Food Bank, have come together, and we're going to be providing 100,000 servings of oatmeal.
And very quickly, Morgan, before we leave, so many people cannot donate to this level, but we're getting close to the holidays. So how important is it for people to realize that, I mean, donating even on a small level, like a family donating, how important is that, and how needed is it?
You know, Mark said it best. If we really want to make a change, if we want to see a hunger-free Idaho, a healthier Idaho, it's a team sport. We need everyone to do what they can. And whether that's making that financial donation, making a food donation, or coming in and volunteering, we really can't do it without the community. We are, you know, we're a statewide organization, but we're a local touch. So we're doing all we can to support other hunger relief organizations across the state. We're in schools. We're in communities. And that's only possible because of everyone coming together and being of that mindset that together we can make this community better.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in, and I want to thank Happy Day Brands for the generous donation that you will be giving to the Idaho Food Bank to help Idaho kids who are suffering from food insecurity. My guest today, founders of Happy Day Brands, Mark and Jeanette Pretty, and Morgan Wilson, Chief Development Officer for the Idaho Food Bank. Again, thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it.